Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus. A Kentucky man is chairing the committee that's responsible for building a monument in Washington, D.C. to honor the soldiers who fought in World War I. Terry Hamby of Cadiz, Kentucky was recently in Washington, D.C. for the unveiling of the World War I memorial coin.
It's a typical U.S. Mint coin. It's 1 ounce of silver. And the price will be money that will be donated to the construction of the memorial in the nation's capital to commemorate the 4.7 million veterans who served in World War I.
Hamby says the coin depicts the soldiers referred to as doughboys and the battlefield.
On the front side is obviously a soldier in the World War I uniform and commemorates the large effort of the Army. And then on the back side of the coin, it shows a battlefield in France, of course, with the poppies and the barbed wire that was utilized so much on the battlefields.
He says the memorial will be located at Pershing Park near the White House and will give visitors a look at all facets of the Great War.
It shows a soldier taking his helmet from his daughter and his wife, and as it goes through the different scenes, it shows a gas attack, and it shows someone being administered from shell shock, and it shows all the different ethnic cultures that participated, the Native Americans, the African Americans, you know, all the immigrants that was in America at the time of World War I.
The memorial winds up with a girl taking a helmet back from her father.
The wife is not present. It kind of depicts the loss of life from a huge flu pandemic that took place during World War I. So there's a lot of thought that went into it. And the walkway would go along so that you can touch it and interact with it.
We'll have more in a moment.
The greatest show on dirt, the North American Championship Rodeo, returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 9th, 10th, and 11th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including the bull riding. Get your tickets from Ticketmaster. There's kids' special ticket pricing all three nights. The rodeo is just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
Hamby says the reason behind the memorial is to honor a generation of American heroes who are no longer with us.
We're the voice for those that are no longer living trying to get this memorial constructed. It's America's memorial. It's not D.C.'s memorial.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus in the Farm Bureau Radio Network.